Good morning. My guest this morning is Cheryl Moore. She is the assistant to the director of Sonoma Bach. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Cheryl, we are going to talk a little bit about the season for Sonoma Bach, which is coming up starting in October, toward the end of October. But mainly, we are going to be talking about performers and the fact that you need choral performers and are using our facility here to ask the public about this. So what exactly are you looking for in terms of vocal artists?
Well, we're looking actually for a wide variety. Sonoma Bach has two choirs. One is a large 50-voice choir that sings with the Santa Rosa Symphony, and the other is a small 16-voice chamber choir. So we need people that are good sight readers, that have good chamber music singing experience. Uh-huh. And we also need people that are just amateur lovers of choral music and love to sing. That we have a place for everybody.
Great.
Yeah. We are particularly, I think this is normal, looking for tenors. They seem to be few and far between.
Really?
Yes. But we need all voice types. We need sopranos, altos, tenors, basses, and who want to sign up to audition for us.
Can you give them an idea, these prospective choral people, of the kinds of music they'll be singing and what the rehearsal schedule might be like?
Right. Well, the Bach Choir, our big choir that sings with the Santa Rosa Symphony, is doing an amazing season this fall. They'll be performing Haydn's Mass in Time of War at the Green Music Center with the symphony. And they'll also be performing a concert called Music of the Spheres, which is music by Arvo Pärt, music by Bach, music by Durufle, music by Desprez. It's kind of a mishmash of amazing celestial music.
Oh, it sounds wonderful.
Yeah. They meet on Wednesdays in Santa Rosa at the Church of the Incarnation. And Wednesday, September 4th, is the open rehearsal that anybody who's interested should come to find out more about auditioning. The Chamber Choir, circa 1600, is performing our annual early music Christmas concert, where we'll be performing Victoria's Omanium Mysterium, Mass and Motet with a Baroque organ. That choir rehearses in Pengrove on Mondays.
Uh-huh.
And if they're interested in auditioning for that choir, they should call me.
Okay. How much time total do you think it takes? I mean, people really need to ration their time. And will I really be able to do this, they may be thinking.
Yeah. Well, you know, the rehearsals are 2 to 2.5 hours a week all year, although you could certainly opt to only participate in one of the shows if you didn't want to commit for the entire season.
It's flexible.
It is flexible. And then, you know, you need to learn your music. So you have to spend a little time practicing.
Right.
But it's not a huge time commitment. And I think the social reward, the parties you get to go to after the concerts, the people you get to hang out with at the break at every rehearsal, it's well worth the time commitment. It's just a great community of people.
Well, let's say that there's a tenor out there who is on the fence as to whether or not he wants to participate. What is the carrot you would dangle before the tenor?
A bottle of champagne? No. Our undying love and gratitude.
Right.
These are volunteer choirs, but again, the sense of community, the chance to perform in Weill Hall. We also perform all over Sonoma County, even in Napa sometimes, even in San Francisco. It's just such a great experience. Get out of the house, get away from your computer, get away from your television, and be with people singing.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. I think you hooked them.
I hope so.
Thanks, Cheryl, for coming in. And thank you out there for listening. And remember, if you are a singer, particularly a tenor, here's how to get in touch with Sonoma Bach. The telephone number, 877-914-2224. Online, sonomabach.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day. Thank you.